going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Very well. Very well.
Congratulations.
Happy to be a Jaguar.
So, what have the last 48 hours been like for you?
Intense. You know, it was fun, though. You know, went through a process. Just trying to find the best place to call home. Saw this team. Just realized that it's going in the right direction. Tom Coughlin and, Coach Marone, you know, they've, just done good things, trying to build a good culture. I've been a fan of Tom Coughlin since, I've been in the NFL and having to compete against his teams. And, I really like the way, his mindset is and the way he prepares his guys. So, I wanted to be a part of that. And, it's a great opportunity.
But tell us what you know about Tom Coughlin and why he stands out for you.
Well, he's a straight arrow, no nonsense. Keep it real. Tell how it is. Honest. He values defensive line and leadership. And I think the main thing that I like about him is that he's a winner. He's won plenty of times before. It's consistently. Just puts together teams that have a real chance. And so. For me, I see this team that's young and hungry, full of talent, and I feel like it's nice to be able to come in and try to, be a part of it, try to add value somewhere.
Brandon Albert already said that you're going to be the leader. Can you take that role as a guy walking in the door, day one?
It comes natural for me. I try to lead by example first and foremost. I feel like that's how you earn respect. But I have no problem, stepping in and being a vocal leader and trying to motivate guys. I've done it my whole career, especially, last few years, and I take pride in being the captain. That's been something I take a lot of pride in. So, I try to, get the guys ready. And I feel like there's so much talent here, it won't be too hard. Just got to get a winning mindset and mentality and go ahead and make it happen.
Anytime you go through big decisions, it's the NFL, there's a lot of cool jobs, a lot of good places,
For me, when I started looking into, where I was going to base my decision off of, I wanted to go somewhere where I could add a lot of value. I felt like this place, has a lot of young talent, people that I feel like I can, help guide and lead. And also just, seeing the guys that, other guys that were signing, and seeing, AJ, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, 100% yet. Boy, yeah, there we go. I've admired his game, the way he played. Church, he's a stud, he's a smart player. Brandon Albert, I've been competing against him for years since college, and I have a lot of respect for him. And just seeing, the moves they're making, it's like his team is trending in the right direction. I want to be a part of it. Let me play a little DN, which is nice, during in the base package and on first and second down, but third down, let me rush in the three technique like I like to do, so should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you felt comfortable playing inside and outside your whole career,
I'm a football player, man. Just put me where you want me and tell me what you want me to do. I'm going to do it the best way I know how to. Yeah, I take pride in the game of football. Any way I can help the team win. Every play is critical. Special teams are just as important as every defensive snap. So anytime I can get on the field and affect the game, I do my best.
How important is it playing next to Malik and having a veteran there that you guys can kind of run games off of?
Yeah, Malik's a stud. He's a guy, I admire his game. I've seen him play quite a bit. And, he's another big, big body, very athletic. He's a smart player, and I feel like we'll be able to, feed off each other and play off each other and run games. And, I'm very excited. He's a big reason why I chose to come here, because I feel like me and him together, we can do a lot of good things.
How much did you waver in your choice, and at what point did you know for sure that you were going to be here with the Jaguars?
Yeah, it's a process always. I want to get all the information I can and let it sink in and think about it for a while. But, it wasn't a hard decision in the end. I just trusted my gut. And, I'm happy to be a Jaguar.
How tough was it to leave Arizona? You obviously have had a lot of success there.
Yeah, Arizona was good. You know, I had a great time. You know, it was 9 years. It was amazing. But I'm ready for the next chapter. You know, I feel like this is a great move. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and work my butt off and try to be, you know, the best Jaguar I could be and lead this team and try to, you know, find a way to win division, get into the dance, and make a run for a trophy.
As a guy who's been on a successful team, what's the outside view of the Jaguars when you're coming in?
Oh, I mean, you know, everybody knows, you know, kind of like, you know, I think the perception is way different than reality. You know, it doesn't matter what people think, though. You know, I mean, nobody expected Atlanta to be any good last year, and they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just how it goes. You know, they expected us when I was in Arizona last year to be Super Bowl champs, and we didn't make the playoffs. I mean, all that doesn't matter. It's all about winning games, you know. We can get in here and get to work. We have, you know, when I see a team full of talent and hungry, you know, so anything's possible. You got to go out there and put the work in.
Do you pride yourself on the consistency and the fact that, like, you missed, like, only 3 or 4 games, I mean, in the last 5, 6 years? To be able to have that, I mean, 5 sacks a year for the last 8, minimum of 5 the last 8, and not miss games because of injury, it's got to be a huge source of pride, you know, in terms of, you know, getting on the field and making, you know, impact.
Yeah, I take a lot of pride. I'm very passionate about my craft. You know, I'm very passionate about all the aspects of the game. You know, where I take care of my body, where I prepare, studying, you know, and being on the football field and trying to go as hard as I can every play. That's the nature of the business, you know. And since I was blessed enough to get my name called in the draft and have an opportunity to live my dream, I've given it my all every day. And when you do that, you know, good things happen. So, you know, I do pride myself on being consistent, you know, and I plan to continue to do that the best way I know how to, and have a good time along the way.
You guys all good?
Have you talked to any of the other defenders? Any, you have a relationship with anybody on this team?
Yeah, I talked to Malik Jackson. You know, we had a conversation a couple of times, and plan to meet up with him and get to know him a little bit over the next you know, couple of weeks. You know, he's training a similar place that I train sometimes, so, you know, it'd be nice to catch up and, you know, get a head start.
Jaguars playing Arizona.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait. I mean, it's part of the game, you know. I mean, I've seen it happen over and over again where, you know, you play as long as you can somewhere, and then when your time's done, you know, it's a nice ride. You know, you say thank you, and then you go into the next chapter. And I'm looking forward to going back there and competing against those guys. You know, BA, I know he's gonna have his team ready. And, you know, I'm excited going back there and trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, I have my best game.